Pickaxe Pocket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
And welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. 6 minutes after the hour on this Wednesday morning, hour number 3 underway. Coming up later on in the program at the bottom of the hour from Yellow Hammer News, my colleague Sean Ross will be with us. Talk about a bunch of things going on in state politics right now. So you want to stay tuned for that. But join us now, sometimes frequent guest, always a pleasure to bring him on, from the Alabama Policy Institute, former State Senator Phil Williams joins us on the line. Senator, how are you this morning?
I'm good, Jeff. How are you today?
Doing well. Thanks for making time for us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
A couple things going on here. I wanted to get you to weigh in on, and I saw an op-ed written about this, but we need to make sure, even though we could agree or disagree with Governor Ivey extending the safer at home order a week before last, we don't need to get too comfortable with this. It seems are too complacent with this exercise of executive authority, because you really don't want that to become the new normal, it seems.
No, it's absolutely right. You know, here's the thing. No one, including API, the Policy Institute, is saying that masks are a bad thing or they're unwarranted. But here's the deal. Leadership also gives an expectation to the folks that it leads. And right now, what we don't have at all is a clear expectation of when this is over. You know, what are the milestones that we are trying to achieve? Well, the only milestone we have right now is another calendar date. We have to wait to see whether it's going to be repealed. And whether people know it or not, right now we are the only southeastern state with a statewide mask mandate. All the rest of them have pulled it back.
It does seem weird, because Alabama is such a staunch Republican, ruby red conservative state, that the mask ordinance remains in place. But the thing is, Senator, there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of pushback from the legislative branch here and there, obviously, but also other than a few pockets, our listeners for sure, statewide, is there really that much pushback? It's hard for me to get a sense of that.
It almost feels like the old adage of the frog that was put in water and then slowly boiled, and as the water increased in temperature, it did not realize it was being boiled. It got used to the next level of temperature. And I'm concerned that with the browbeating that the public has gotten in the press, and the fact that fear has been preached daily, you know, doom and gloom at every turn, that they just expect to be told that doom and gloom is the only route that we have available to us. And now, listen, there have been some things that have gone right in this, and we certainly don't have something like a Governor Gavin Newsom out in California who has gone rogue in the most liberal sense. But what we don't have right now in Alabama is an understanding of when we are allowed to say that this is abnormal and we're getting back to normal. It used to be it was flatten the curve. Then it was, you know, try to keep things in control. Then it was certain businesses are essential, some are not. Well, okay, what milestone are we looking for so that we know when normal is normal again? And we don't have that.
Well, you know, and we're in this, we're in this period right now where there's no legislature in session to rectify kind of or change the system, let's say. But from a policy standpoint, what would be appropriate? What do you think that would be? What is that kind of, you know, how do we have some kind of oversight? So, for example, I had a state legislator on the other day. If Walt Maddox is elected governor, I mean, we could be like, the whole state could be like Tuscaloosa, where they're very, the ordinances have been very strict, much stricter than the rest of the state. What is the appropriate level of oversight or a check and balance to keep it from becoming something more draconian?
Well, I think one of the first things that we have to have is our legislature back in action, because right now we don't have a legislature. I don't know where they are or what they're doing. Maybe they're doing photo ops back home or doing social media from their house, but the reality is there is no legislative action as a body happening at all. And there does not seem to be any motivation on their part to reengage the processes of state governance. they're just waiting until next session, I guess.
Well, is
one
it,
of the
is,
things that I'm sorry, go ahead.
Is it just because obviously they can't just show up at the State House? It would take
exactly.
the governor calling a special session.
And that's exactly right. A lot of the folks in your listening audience may not be aware that the legislature can't just show up in Montgomery and pass laws whenever they feel like it, except for the one regular session a year that they're granted by Constitution. The governor can call a special, but they can clamor for it. They can call for it. They can say, we deserve to have a say in what's happening in our state. Call us into session and make noise, but that's not even happening. The other piece of this, though, too, is API has been advocating, and there's actually been, there was a trial balloon floated by Senator Whatley during the last regular session that would basically say that the shutdowns and the pandemics and the mask ordinances and that kind of thing need to be a shared responsibility between the governor and the legislature after a certain period of time. So that would be, I think, one of the best checks and balances we could look at.
It just, you're right, though. There hasn't been a whole lot of people out in front of this. But, I mean, there's some tough politics here. First of all, you don't want to necessarily get on the governor's bad side, as we've learned. And that, it could be perceived that you're challenging the governor's authority. But there's a lot of people, I mean, particularly State Senator Randy Price had his bout, don't want to be out in front of it for that reason. And then furthermore, I get the sense whenever I talk to these guys that they're worried for their own health and well-being. If you get in session and everybody's together, that it becomes a quote-unquote super spreader event.
Well, but there's ways around that. And in fact, I pointed that out in a write-up that I did several months ago, that if the legislature is unable to convene inside the walls of the state house for reasons that are considered to be health and welfare, they're allowed to move off-site and conduct business elsewhere. So they could easily go right down the road to the Renaissance Hotel that has a ballroom and put tables that are more than 6 feet apart and conduct business of the state. So I'm not buying the whole it's scary in the state house routine. But the second half of this is it's your job. What would you say to a soldier who said, it's a little scary out there on the battlefield, I can't go, or the police officer who said, we don't go to that neighborhood because things are rough over there, you would fire them and get somebody else. And so the truth is, legislature needs to be asking for the opportunity to represent the people because they're the only representative branch of the government that we have.
It just finding that, the will there, though, it just doesn't seem like it is. And I mean, we get kind of the democracy, we get the government we deserved. Do you get the sense, though, that the public's not maybe, that they seem to be okay, that we really are in that frog and boiling water point right now where, well, it just is what it is?
I think on the one hand, you know, the public is seeing that other states have been far more draconian, and they're just glad we're not California, or they're glad we're not Michigan. But at the same time, court rulings are coming out. I mean, there's been a growing discontent, even in Alabama. You know, for all his warts and blemishes, it was Roy Moore's organization that recently filed suit against the governor. I don't know that it's going to go anywhere, but in Pennsylvania, a case like that did go all the way to a firm ruling in favor of the people as opposed to the governor's ordinances. So at some point, civil liberties are at question. At some point, a lack of milestones creates an arbitrariness that can easily overturn government action. And we need to start knowing what the plan is and not just, we're steadying the ship of state, it's going to be okay, hang with me. That's not a plan.
Yeah, that's one thing lacking from a lot of these press availabilities from this administration, that we don't necessarily think you're going to roll it back right now, but what do you need to see? What does a state health officer need to see to start talking back about rolling back some of these restrictions? And it's not clear to me that conversation is even underway yet.
And that's true. You know, I saw an interesting email this morning. The Rotary Club of Birmingham sent out an email to its members, and it literally specified, here's where we are on the stats. Here's where we feel like we need to be before we can start having our meetings in person again. And I thought, look at that. That's just leadership. That's somebody saying, look, y'all, here's where we are, here's where we're trying to get to, and when we get to that point, here's what we're going to do. That's not what we're seeing, and I would urge the governor's office to begin considering that it is time to put the milestones out there. You never see a battle plan in any military campaign that does not necessarily have a milestone. You always have, and I was an infantry officer, so I can just tell you, when you're marching forward against the enemy, you have what's called phase lines, and you call it back in. I've passed phase line blue. I'm now approaching phase line red. And that way you track your movements on the battlefield. There's no tracking the movements here. All we're doing is just tracking the number of shots that are fired, but we're not tracking what the gains are and what we expect to happen next. And so that's where we've got to get. We've got to see milestones being set so that people don't think, well, right now, based upon the things that are being said from the governor's office, this mask ordinance could extend in perpetuity. We could be wearing masks in 2022, and because there's no end state in mind. And so I think the people of the state have got to start asking for the end state.
Yeah, and you look at it, and you can't tell, like, what's really guiding this. Is it a scientific approach? And we were told early on with the initial shutdown, this is what's guiding this. Well, then they roll that back. But statistics had either plateaued or in some places they had gone up with regards to COVID. It seems like this is being guided more by politics, not even local politics, but maybe some degree what's going on nationally is guiding the policy regarding the response to COVID-19.
Yeah, and I don't really have a good answer for that one. I just do know that, you know, in Jackson County, Alabama, it may not be the same as what's happening in Jefferson County, Alabama, and there is a time and a place to allow some local controls on that. There's certainly times when the state government has to be the say-so, and I think we're well past that at this point. The pandemic is being managed, and it is time for local leaders to have a say in whether or not masks should be required at every, you know, step of society.
Joined by former State Senator Phil Williams, now with the Alabama Policy Institute here on the program. The other thing kind of troublesome about this, the executive branch of government's, I think, at least in some agencies, have taken some liberties here, particularly this ABC board, which almost functions as its own governmental body. They have initially imposed an 11 o'clock curfew on alcohol sales at bars and restaurants, and they've since rolled that back. But in rolling that back, they put out, they laid the groundwork to say, we're going to start enforcing the social distancing guidelines, these mask guidelines. It's not really in the purview of the ABC board. It's not really their job, let's say, to enforce these health guidelines. And look, they're going to do what they're going to do, but the troublesome notion is that is a bad direction for government when you get outside that realm of what your intended purpose was.
That's a great point. You know, once again, the legislative body of the state has abdicated its authority to bureaucrats and regulatory bodies and the executive branch. And so, yeah, for those who aren't familiar, the ABC board, the Alcohol Beverage Control Board, of all things, came out and said, everyone with a liquor license will close at 11 p.m. because allegedly it was not safe after 10:59 to drink alcohol somewhere. So, you know, I'm not a big bar hopper, but daggum, that's a free enterprise issue, and there was an arbitrary decision just to put a pin on the donkey and make it 11 p.m. And they have rolled it back. They took a lot of blowback for it because everybody was calling them out and saying, that's not your role. But yet what we're seeing is a consistent, across the board, just a consistent knee-jerk kind of exceeding of the roles from a variety of different angles, most of which come through executive-type agencies.
And that really gets back to the original question. Like, we need to not be too comfortable or too accustomed to this quote-unquote new normal.
Yeah, I refuse to call this a new normal. This is abnormal. And so the day is going to be that we're going to be... And listen, I love the fact that Brett Baer on Fox News closes almost every single broadcast he does by saying, we are one step closer to being through this. And that's the insight we have to have. But those who are in charge, those who've been elected to be in charge, and Governor Ivey is been elected to be in charge, and I supported her for years, still do. But the reality is her administration has got to start telling people what normal will look like, or at the very least, when we begin seeing phased-in normal, because this is abnormal, and the idea that we're going to wear masks in perpetuity is not acceptable.
And finally, Senator, before we let you go here, I wanted to get you to weigh in. Presidential election coming up, a lot of things on the ballot. Obviously, there's a Senate race, but you weren't particularly keen on the debates and the way those unfolded. Should we hope for something better? I think we will get it tonight with the VP debate, but in the event we have a future presidential debate, should we hope for something better?
Yeah, we should absolutely hope for something better. You're right. I watched that with dismay, like virtually everybody else on both sides of the aisle. I don't know how to explain it. Part of me, though, I do believe that it was intentional. You know, if you look at Trump's art of the deal, his continued position on the art of the deal is rock the other side back on their heels, and then you can come in and negotiate because they recognize that you'll wear them out if you need to. But you can go soft later. It's hard to go hard later. So I'm hoping that what we saw was a contrived opportunity to just be the hard guy, and now you got Biden having to prepare for two Trumps as opposed to just the one. But nonetheless, it was still hard to watch, and I'm hoping tonight is going to be a night of substance. I'm sure that it'll make my skin crawl at times, and other times it'll be something I want to applaud, but I hope that we also see a presidential debate that brings back the issues and the true sense of why the office is so important.
Senator, we've got to leave it there. Folks want to find you on social media. Check out the work of the Alabama Policy Institute. Tell them where to go.
Yeah, thanks so much. They can find us at www.alabamapolicy.org, and I'm also on Twitter at @SenPhilWilliams. So thanks, Jeff. Have a great day.
Hey, thanks for making time for us. Former State Senator Phil Williams from the Alabama Policy Institute with us. Going to take another break here. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5. Gone, gone with the wind.